This is the Composer's Datebook for May 13th. I'm John Burge. On today's date, in 1862, the front page of the New York Times offered some encouraging news to the northern side in the American Civil War. Union troops had captured Norfolk, Virginia, and there were other advances being made by General McClellan's troops. On the inner pages of that same paper, under Amusements, could be found an announcement of a grand vocal and orchestral concert at Irving Hall to be conducted by a 27-year-old musician named Theodore Thomas. Thomas had been a major figure on the New York music scene since 1855, presenting hot off the press works by Brahms and other ultra-modern composers of the day. This big orchestral concert, which marked Thomas's debut as a conductor, was no different. The Times noted, "We have never before had so much musical novelty presented to us. Such plentiful instrumental music, equally new to our musical world, under the capable conductorship of the young musician, must ensure a crowded audience of the more critical as well as the more fashionable portion of our public." Tickets were $1 each, quite a lot of money in 1862. And the program offered the American premieres of orchestral pieces by Wagner, Meyerbeer, and Franz Liszt's flashy orchestration of Schubert's Wanderer Fantasy. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.